Now, today on the Health and Wellbeing Show, I have come for a special visit right into the centre of Harrogate to a place called a community cafe. And it's run by Stonham, and it's to help people come along, have a cup of tea. I've just come along for a cup of tea and a chat mainly. But it also helps people talk about their mental health. And here today, talking to me from Stonham, I have Jeanette and Sally. Hello, Jeanette and Sally.
Hi. Hello.
What is the community cafe? What have I come to today?
Community cafe is obviously a place for the community to meet and get involved in any way which they would like. They can volunteer in the cafe or they can have subsidised food and drink.
The cafe is here for people just to come in, have a brew, have a chat. I've come in for a brew and a chat. But it also helps people who are working in the kitchen and are actually making the brews. Who are those people and how has that come about?
Yeah, the people who are behind the counter in the cafe are all of our volunteers, and they've all come through Stonham Support Services in some way and ended up working here as volunteers. And actually many of them have then gone on to get jobs within the community in catering. But I think about 60% of Stonham's clients have got some sort of mental health problem, which up until fairly recently has been quite a stigmatised sort of issue. And I think thanks to quite a few celebrities who have come out and said, actually, I've got mental health issues, it's becoming more okay to talk about that. And so many of our volunteers have been through really difficult mental health issues, and now they're sort of finding that they're able to give something back to the community and perhaps help other people who might be struggling with the same sort of things.
Now, I have been allowed into the kitchen of the community cafe, and there's a whole bunch of people here who are working hard.
Hello, my name's Steve. I've been volunteering at the community cafe for 4 months.
Hello, my name's Tim Wilson. I've been volunteering at the community cafe for 2 years.
Hello, my name's Stephanie. I've been working at the community cafe for 2 months.
Hi, I'm Michelle. I've been volunteering at the community cafe for a year and a half.
My name's Ian. I've volunteered here about 2 months as well.
I'm Michelle Shepherd. I've been working at the community cafe since it opened over 2 years ago.
So, Michelle, you're probably the longest-standing volunteer here.
Yes.
At the community cafe.
Yes.
What happens here? What would you say goes on every Monday here at the community cafe?
Well, we set it all up on a morning, Monday morning, and we have customers coming in.
Is there a permanent favourite that people like to order?
Yes, toasties.
Toasties?
Or soup.
What kind of toasties do you do?
Cheese, ham, tuna, egg mayo, bacon and side salad with it.
And can anyone come in? Anyone
yes,
can pop
anyone
in?
Yes, anyone can come in.
And does it help you in any way?
Yes, it does. It's helped me a hell of a lot because I was stuck in at home all the time and I wasn't really going out a lot. I had an illness, a mental illness, breakdown and everything. And my ex-partner and stuff.
And what was life like at that point before you had any help?
Well, it was really bad when I had no help. If it weren't for Stonham, I wouldn't have been here doing what I do.
Now, as well as the community cafe here in Harrogate, which happens every single Monday, if people can't get here at that time, there's also other things going on in the area.
There are. We have a number of drop-ins. There's several drop-ins in Harrogate. There's one in Knaresborough, one in Ripon, and one in a GP surgery in Boroughbridge.
And can anybody just pop in? Can anyone just know they just want a cup of tea and a chat?
Anybody can drop into the drop-ins. They don't need an appointment, and they certainly don't need an appointment to come to the community cafe. They just drop in. We're a friendly bunch.
Also in the kitchen, I have Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hi. Yeah, I've been here a few months. I never used to go out. I have a lot of mental health problems. I never used to talk to anybody. I very rarely came out, and this has helped. Meeting and greeting people is making me more stronger and myself.
Hello, Stephanie.
Hello. I never really went out anywhere because there was no support groups or anything for my capability, for what I could do. Now it's like a window or a door, whatever you want to call it, it's open since I've moved here. I've got more confidence and a lot more benefits for what I could do for the future.
The I think what people can find when they go to the drop-in centres, they might get a bit of advice about something, about a homelessness issue, or they might have some sort of low-level mental health problems, and they can get a bit of support. And if they need more support than that, they can be signed up to our service and get a proper kind of support package planned for them as well.
So this is quite a good first stop, really.
Yeah, it's a start, isn't it? It's kind of where people come if they think, oh, I might need some help with something, and then they might get that resolved really quickly. It might just be that the kind of start, and that's all they needed, or it might be that they think, no, I need to get involved more in this, and that might be through having a support service, it might be through doing a bit of volunteering. We've also got an allotment, haven't we, Jeanette?
Yes, in Starbeck. Anybody interested in that can pop along to the community cafe and we'll give them details.
Hello, Michelle.
Hi. I started volunteering here for about 6 months and then I got an apprenticeship with Stonham, which has just finished. So now I'm a temporary support worker until September. In the past couple of years, I've been involved with Stonham. My confidence has grown, I've gained qualifications. When I first came into the cafe on the front desk taking orders, I was really quiet. Barely able to say what can I get you, and now I'm helping to support other people.
And last but not least, I have come over to talk to Ian. Hello, Ian.
Hello.
Now, what difference does it make to you having somewhere like this to come to?
Well, it's great. You meet new people, new customers, basically, and make new friends.
People are wondering whether they could benefit from coming to talk to somebody at the community cafe or want to find out more about what Stonham could do for them. What would you say to those people? How are they going to get in touch or come along?
They can actually physically come to the cafe, which is St Peter's Church next to Primark in the middle of Harrogate. Our opening times are every Monday apart from bank holidays, 11:30 to 1:30. Or alternatively, they could look at our website, which is homegroup.org.uk, or they could telephone us on 01423 704 109.